Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today's message, or inspiration, is based on 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Our thinking about prayer, whether right or wrong, is based on our own mental conception of it. The correct concept is to think of prayer as the breath in our lungs and the blood from our hearts. Our blood flows, and our breathing continues without ceasing. We are not even conscious of it, but it never stops, and we are not always conscious of Jesus keeping us in perfect oneness with God. But if we are obeying him, he always is. Prayer is not an exercise. It is the life of the saint. Is that the reality in your life today? Is prayer your life? Is prayer your lifeline? Do you commune with God in prayer? Do you walk with God moment by moment? We should be walking with God moment by moment, whether we feel like it or not. And that's how we lean on the everlasting arms, walking with him moment by moment. It's not merely just doing it out of duty. We don't do it out of duty. We do it out of a want to. That's the gift that was given to us, you know, when Jesus chose the cross for our sake. Beware of anything that stops the offering up of prayer. Pray without ceasing. Maintain the childlike habit of offering a prayer in your heart to God all the time. Jesus never mentioned unanswered prayer. He had the unlimited certainty of knowing that prayer is always answered. Do we have, through the Spirit of God, that inexpressible certainty that Jesus had about prayer? Or do we think of the times when it seemed that God did not answer our prayer? Jesus said, everyone who asks receives, right? He said that Matthew 7:8. Yet we say, but God answers prayer in the best way. Not just sometimes, but every time. However, the evidence of the answer in the area we want, it may not always immediately follow. Do we expect God to answer prayer? Of course, we should. We should expect God to answer prayer. But we may not always get the answer that we want. And it may not be in our timing, but in his perfect timing. And we have to remember that and rest in that. And the danger we have is that we want to water down what Jesus said to make it mean something that aligns with our common sense. But if it were only common sense, what he said would not even be worthwhile. The things Jesus taught about prayer are supernatural truths he reveals to us. Our Father standing by the door. He wants to commune with us through prayer. Our Father loves us, and he hears our prayers. Now, you know, there are things in Scripture that reveal, that talk about hindered prayer. You know, our prayers can be hindered, you know, if I'm rude to my wife, you know. You know, my prayers could be, you know, hindered, you know. So that's not to say, you know, so that's just an example. It's not to say that we shouldn't examine our hearts. But if, you know, if we're walking in truth, if we're walking down the straight and narrow and we're in the clear, there should be, there shouldn't be any reason for hindered prayer. So, you know, so take that to the Lord. Know that your Father hears you, though. Know that, you know, in your prayer time, in your communion with him, he hears you. But if you feel like he doesn't hear you, it might be worth noting that, just taking inventory. You know, if we're only going to God every time we need something, we're probably not walking as closely to God as we should be. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to us. Who's got to make the first move? We do. So make that first move. Start today, communing with God, moment by moment, talking with him, walking with him, including him in your life, in every aspect of your life. And I guarantee you, your life will never be more full than when you have that consistency in your life. He desires to spend time with his favorite child. Thank you for joining us today for the Daily Inspiration. Have a great day.